Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hope you're right today. It's a bit of a struggle because it feels like Monday. It's actually Tuesday. Paul from Gillingham's been on saying, what? Where's Chris? He is off on his holidays. He's probably asleep now and not listening. But he is going to be back, 2 weeks. You know how he likes his holidays. He's just on another one. How are you feeling, Becky?
I'm all right.
Oh, God. I'm such a pig.
Why?
Seriously, I have never eaten so much in my life as this weekend. I just couldn't stop.
Oh, no.
And it wasn't even like it was chocolate eggs. It was just everything. I didn't even have an egg.
Did you do that thing where, you know, when you've eaten too much chocolate, but you want to keep eating more, so you have to have a drink, and then
and
once
then
you've had a bit of squash, then you're okay, you can do more chocolate, and then keep going like that?
So I went, my local shop, you know the one I've talked about before that has absolutely everything?
Yeah.
They've had a bit of a reshuffle, and you can't find things now. And I tried to find, I was like, have you got any Easter eggs left? On Saturday this was, and they were like, only
how
those.
How can you get them on special?
Well, the only ones were not the High School Musical one, and I felt that I was a little bit too old to buy a High School Musical Easter egg. So I didn't actually have any Easter eggs, I just ate everything else. Hello, if you're also feeling really fat this morning. I went to bed last night like, oh, you know that feeling of like...
It's when you wake up in the night and you're still full.
Oh, God.
Or you can't do breakfast the next day because you've got a food hangover.
Minging. Yeah, I've got cheese sweats a lot this morning. Anyway, that's a nice image for you.
That's
hello?
Nice.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, who's this?
Heather,
where are you?
Lisbon, Northern Ireland.
Oh, my God, we've got a listener in Northern Ireland. Hello.
Yay.
Woo! Yes. Actually, you're not the only one.
Oh.
Johnny from Derry's been on as well. Don't sound so disappointed. And Stephen in Derry, saying that they work for multinational companies and therefore they've got to work today as well. But that's right, most people in Northern Ireland are off today, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
So, good weekend?
Yeah, it was really good, yeah.
And why are you up so early when the rest of Northern Ireland has a holiday?
Because I have to do training for my new job at the international airport.
Oh, wow. In Belfast?
Yep.
I went there the other day.
Did you?
Yeah, I was there on Sunday morning, actually.
Doing what?
I was playing in Newry on Saturday night.
Oh, and how was that?
The place was lit, as you say in Northern Ireland. Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You knew what I meant, don't you?
Yeah, fabulous. I know what that means.
All right. Well, I hope you have a lovely day. You start your job today, then, or just training today, and then...
It's training for a week.
Okay. Right, well,
and
have
then
a lovely time.
Hopefully get the job.
It's just nice to speak to you, and please, there are some people out there listening in Northern Ireland.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Podcast.
Oh, someone says, get J-Mo and Andy George back on from yesterday. Yes, Radio 1 sounded very different yesterday. And J-Mo and Andy George were on at 7 yesterday morning. They're part of our specialist lineup and playing some stuff that you wouldn't normally hear at breakfast. Good news, though. We have got some of our specialist DJs coming in every day this week to play Oh, What's Occurring, which a lot of people are asking what time that's on. That's going to be on at 8:15. And this morning, we've made them get up early again. I saw Andy George's Twitter last night. He was like, this is the earliest I've been to bed ever, twice in a row, because obviously they're creatures of the night. But they're going to be here to play Oh, What's Occurring at 8:15 this morning, and we'll run through some of the random but brilliant stuff they played yesterday on their show in the morning. Did you hear any of Westwood in for us yesterday afternoon?
No.
Haha.
What?
It was just...
Were you worried that he was going to be better than you, so you turned on to listen?
No. It was just different.
What was good about it?
Text in if you heard Westwood yesterday. I thought he was on top form. 8-1-1-9. But we're back to normal today, apart from Chris is off. Burns on at 10 this morning.
Then it's Hugh Stevens.
Then it's Hugh Stevens. So it's not at normal at all. Hugh Stevens at 1 o'clock. And then Greg is doing our show this afternoon from 4. Also coming in after 8:30, they've only got a number one song. Scouting for Girls will be here just after 8:30 this morning. I saw something quite interesting yesterday when I was doing some research on them. Have you seen SFGTV?
No.
It's like a Scouting for Girls YouTube channel. It's brilliant. They are all frustrated CBBC presenters. They even do like the wave, goodbye everyone, goodbye at the end.
Oh, bless them.
No, it's really good. And there's like episode 6 we're on to now. So
they have like features and everything.
Yeah, they have. They do Pete's poetry.
And I'm going to have to get some clips of this.
They also do Greg and Pete from the band. They do the news. Do you remember a bit like Alan Carr used to do on the Sunday Night Project?
Yeah.
They do that, which is good. And you can tell it's done on a budget, but it's quite sweet. So we'll talk to them a bit about that later on, and also how they feel about getting number one song and all that.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
You know, I started eating loads over Easter, like everyone has, I think. Getting loads of people texting and saying, yeah, I just overdid it. It's fine, it's Easter, get back to do it today. My feet have got fatter again.
What?
I do believe this actually happens. We've discussed this in the afternoon before. I used to be a size 10. As soon as I eat loads, I got to a size 11. I tried on 3 pairs of shoes yesterday, and 10s are just too tight fitting now.
Well, don't buy them in the hope that you'll lose weight. Go for the 11, because that never works.
Well, I did go for the 11. I bought one size 11, but I've always been, for the 28 years of my life, I've always been size 10.
Well, you can wear them on fat days then.
It's just disappointing.
Were you a size 10 when you were 5 years old?
Oh, yeah. No, not then. But I mean, for a considerable amount of my adult life, I've been size 10. Not now. Fat feed, that's what they call me. Tom's been on in bed in Hereford, thinking about getting out of bed and going to work early. It's rubbish that it's still dark. I thought that when I woke up this morning, because I've not done this for a while, not done more as a show since Christmas, I thought I'd wake up and there'd be like birds singing and it'd be light and stuff and sunny. No, it's still really dark. Anyway, Tom says, I can't believe I haven't slept at all. I'm meant to be at work in an hour. I don't feel tired. The Easter break must have done me some good. I don't need sleep to survive. Yeah, try telling me that when you get to the office and about 9:30, 10 o'clock and you start like nodding off a little bit of your desk. Wednesday, what's curry on? That's from Stephen in Chester. It's on at 8:15 this morning. And hi, Graham, driving to work, who did hear Westwood yesterday between 4 and 7 in for us, claiming to be more popular than Jesus on Twitter right at the start of the show. Well done to him. Right, we need to talk about... They have this thing at the White House, and they seem to do it every Easter, and it's called the Easter Egg Roll. And I was looking it up yesterday.
Is it like that big cheese one that happens in...
I don't think they roll Easter eggs down
the
hill.
No, they roll like massive things of cheese.
No.
Oh.
Barack and Michelle aren't there with a massive Easter egg.
I didn't quite like that.
No. It looks like... I don't know. Maybe if any of our American listeners are tuned in, that you can send me an email. Or maybe you know what it is and you're an actual British. 81199. But it looks to me like a big kind of gig, a big concert in Washington, D.C., and there's loads of clips on YouTube. They actually kind of broadcast the whole thing live on YouTube yesterday. That's pretty good. The whole cast of Glee were there.
Amazing.
And I kept seeing the Twitter updates from, what's his name, David, the guy that plays Artie, the wheelchair guy. He was there and said he had an unbelievable day. So the cast of Glee met the president and his lovely wife. And also Justin Bieber was there.
Aww.
And he was doing a little... he played the drums just to prove that he can.
Oh, right.
And then he did a performance of Baby, Baby. And the president was, like, smiling and nodding and doing a little bit of dad dancing. And all the crowd were loving it. It was a sunny day. Watch it on YouTube. One thing I have noticed, though, Bieber's voice is starting to break. It's going to happen. How old is he now? 16. But if you listen to the single... You know you love me, I know you care. Just shout whenever, and I'll be there. You want my love, you want my heart. And we will never, ever, ever be... So he probably recorded this like a year or so ago, I reckon. Now check out Justin Bieber's performance of the same song yesterday at the Easter Egg Roll at the White House. Yep. That's true.
Really?
Yeah.
I think it's it almost sounds better now.
You know you love me. Yeah, it's definitely gone down. Bless, he's having that special time.
Maybe it's because he was dancing a lot as well, though, because you know that like when you're dancing, you're like... It's hard to sing and dance at the same time.
I've also made a little impression of what I think Justin will sound like singing the same song in a year's time.
Fully deep now, fully deep.
This is BBC Radio 1.
Actual J-Mo and Andy George, who were on this show this time yesterday, will be here for What's Occurring, playing along at 8:15, and then we'll have the people who are number one scouting for girls in at about 8:30. Nice to see them again. I, of course, have been following the scouting for girls story since the very beginning. You know that, yeah?
Yeah.
Like, I played their first song before it was even, like, made.
When was that? Like, back in the
70s? Yeah, 78.
Really?
Yeah. So, be good to see the guys again.
Before most of them were even born then. That was clever.
Yeah. Right, we're going to do some Dear Scots now. This is the stuff that you've been saying to us this week. We normally do this in the afternoon. There's a posh lady from Radio 4, and she reads out all the stuff that you've been saying on email. So if you want to send me anything at all, anything you want to know, anything that has been bugging you a little bit, just send me an email to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. It would really help if you put Dear Scott in the subject, because I'm not the best.
You're not good at admin, are you?
Not good at admin. First one.
Dear Scott, brackets, the Beast, and your fellow radio Klingons, Becky and the one that doesn't speak.
Klingon.
The Beast, what's that
Why
about?
Am I called the Beast?
Dear Scott, brackets, the Beast.
I've never been called that before, but...
Sure there's something you're not telling us?
Thanks for that, my darling.
I've been listening to your show on my 1 hour drive home from work every day for the past 3 years, and have not until now come across anything worth emailing you about.
Cheers.
However, over the past year, I've been lucky enough to visit Florida 3 times, as I have family living out there. Every day, when we would get into the car to go sightseeing, 2 particular songs would constantly come on the radio, which I would find highly amusing. Amusing for the part that every day for 2 weeks, during 3 trips over the past 12 months, I would constantly hear these songs. The Yanks obviously love them. Anyway, I thought you might like to hear them at least and see if you can work out what the guy is referring to about the big green tractor. Love you, Craig, off of Swindon, XX.
XX to you, Craig. What's this?
I think it's just a strange song about a tractor, but I thought I might quite like it, seeing as I'm from Somerset.
She had a shiny little Beamer with the rag top down, sitting in the drive, but she wouldn't get out.
Can I just say, is this one of those weird stations in America that just play kind of country music? I know it's very popular in America, but I remember going to Florida once, and like in Miami you have normal, you know what I mean, you have pop music, and then you get down to like Florida Keys, it all goes a bit scary, the music on the radio. Anyway, back to Big Green Tractor.
Dogs were all barking and a wagon around, and I just laughed and said, you all get in. She had on a new
I just wanted to get to the chorus.
So do I.
Country music does have the best lyrics, doesn't it?
Always.
My favourite. What did I shave my legs for this?
What's that?
It's one of my favourite country music songs.
That is good, isn't it? Really good. Once again, amazing lyrics there from the country music world.
Have you never heard Did I Shave My Legs For This?
What is that song? I want to find out what that is immediately.
Some woman moaning on about her boyfriend and how he wasn't worth it, and she put all that effort in with her razor and really.
We should try and
bothered.
Find, like, there'll be more of those, I think. More amazing country music lyrics.
They just tell it like it is, that's what I like about it.
There's always some heartache in there.
I don't really like country music, but I do like the lyrics.
Yeah, I do.
Just real.
Yeah. Maybe that's what we could do tomorrow between 6:30 and 7, and just play country songs. Think about it. Next!
Dear Scott, subject, you have ruined Easter.
Oh, what now?
I would just like to say, thanks, Scott. I have to listen to my little sister singing the ladies' bras whenever she gets the chance. Now I'm forced to listen to my mother singing a cappella. And if that's not bad enough, she gets mixed up and goes into milkshake. Easter is ruined, and it's all your fault. Jessica, off of Lowestoft, aged 11 and sad.
What do you think the cut-off point is for singing Khalees songs?
23.
Higher than that.
26.
Okay, good.
Definitely not 30.
How can you get A Cappella by Khalees mixed up with Milkshake? They're two very different songs.
One anyway. Just fades into the other.
Sorry I've ruined Easter for you, Jess. Next!
Dear Scott, in recent pictures, I noticed that you're nowhere near as orange as you used to be. Yeah. I've been checking out some photos online, and you're considerably less tan than you were in, say, 2006.
True.
What happened? Did you move to a part of London that's a lot less sunny? Or did you get the DVD of Final Destination 3 and get scared? Love you, Scott. Being less orange actually suits you. Hannah, Portsmouth.
I have to say, Hannah, that film did really scare me. You know, the scene I'm talking about?
No.
Where they fry to death on a sunbed.
Oh.
It's not very nice. But it's one of the lie-down ones.
But you shouldn't be using them anyway. You use is this why you're less tan? Because you use spray now?
I do spray now because, one, Final Destination 3 really scared me. And two, the place where I used to go, I'm not going to name it, but they play constant power ballads from the 80s in there. Not that I have a problem with that. However, when it was the old school lying down ones, not the stand-ups, right? And when you used to lie down, I don't like that. It's very claustrophobic as well, I don't like that. But so you're lying down, you've got like the tubes right in front of your face, okay? Then you press on. This is what I used to do and don't do anymore. And suddenly the music went 10 times louder. So it'll be playing, name a power ballad.
Total Eclipse of the Heart.
That's the one I was thinking of. So it'll be like in the background. Total Eclipse of the Heart. Then you put the coins in and it goes, Total Eclipse of the Heart! Right in your right ear while you're tanning. So that's what put me off. Going there, and that's why I spray now, and that's why I'm considerably less orange than I was, say, 4 years ago. There's your answer. Thanks for emailing in. Next.
Dear Scott, heard you play the amazing Trololo Man last Friday, and I've been watching it all weekend on your blog. I thought you would like to see this. It's the same, but with a cat. Love you, Gary.
See, anything with cats singing is instantly funny. This is something that we found a while ago, and it's been just kicking around for a while on YouTube. It's called Trollololol. Is that what you look for on YouTube?
Yeah. Just do TRO and then LOLOLOLOLO until you get bored and it'll come up.
Yeah. And this is a man in Russia in a kind of casual lounge suit.
It's also on our blog if you can't be bothered to go on YouTube.
Yeah, just go to the Scott Mills page. It's on our blog. And he's in a lounge suit and it is blatantly the early 60s. And have you noticed everything from TV around that time was all about the beige? Everything is beige. So, and also, well spotted, Becky. We just watched it again, and there's a massive dent on the back of the set. He looks like he's on some TV show or something.
It's like someone's tried to break out from behind, or he's just got really angry. It had to do so many takes, and nice, like, punched it one.
If you haven't got the Trololo Man in your life, yeah, this is what
Dear
it's like.
Dear Scott, heard you play the amazing Trololo Man last Friday.
Here it is. You need to really see this to get the full effect, but he is incredible.
He's quite a leisurely man, isn't
yes.
he?
So what's the cat version? It's just a cat doing it.
Sorry, I like listening to him. No, the cat one is basically a cat sat on a man's stomach and he goes to tickle the cat. It's deadly silent, and then every time he goes to tickle the cat starts doing the trollolol.
So okay.
We need to see it.
If you're feeling a little bit fed up today, when you get to work, just put TRO into YouTube and lots of lols until you find this. It's amazing. Him in his beige suit.
He's so happy to be there. He
so
loves
is.
It.
Gets better. Say hello, everyone. It's 7:24.
He just played Big Green Tractor off of Country and now
the Trololo
Man off of the 60s.
That's what they want. Lost Profits coming up soon on Radio 1. I was just waiting for that bit. Podcast. Someone's been on saying, why do you keep telling us the time? Chris doesn't do that. Oh, right. Because it's the morning and, like, people have got to get trains and buses and stuff. Matt in Bolton's been on. We've so got to do this tomorrow morning, Becky. We need to find this on iTunes. Even better country song he heard at a conference in Texas. He says it is on iTunes. It's called Rocking a Beer Gut. They sound brilliant.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Right, Scouting for Girls are coming in at 8:30 this morning. We'll congratulate them on their number one song. This ain't a love song. And also, do you think I can pass this Easter egg off as something that I bought for actual them?
Well, it's a white chocolate egg, which looks like a backwards Christmas pudding.
I just found it at the back here.
And it's all the bits of the top have fallen off it, and they're all around the bottom. It looks like you've had it in your bag and you've bashed it.
I have. Well, no, I just put it in my bag then. Also, a while back now, when Radio 1 decided to put cameras in my house, remember that, Scott
you
Cam?
You love that.
One night, Scouting for Girls came round, and we had a little sing-along around my fake fire. Looks real, but isn't. And my flatmate cooked them something which they said they would love to have again. They were so blown away by what he cooked. So I've actually, last night, went to Morrison's, other supermarkets are available, got all the ingredients, and my flatmate has cooked up the same feast for Scouting for Girls that he did 2 years ago now. And I'm going to make them eat it because my flatmate spent 2 hours on this last night.
Are you going to warm it up first, or do they have to
have it cold? I don't think we've got any reheat facilities, have we?
Well, I could check the microwave, but I think it's a low wattage, so it might take a while. Okay. Normally, we have to go to the cafe across the road. Do you remember when we went to the cafe across the road and asked them to boil up 20 eggs for us?
Just so we could smash them in Jedward's face.
Yeah.
Anyway, cold or not, the feast will be happening with Scouting for Girls at 8:30.
Have you made a vegetarian one for Roy?
Yes, I have.
Good.
Well, I didn't make it. I just bought the ingredients.
Good.
Did I go to get some courgettes? Yes, I did, Becky. Yes. Okay, it's 7:45.
Sounds well posh, whatever it is.
Let's talk about The Door.
Oh, I missed it.
Oh, my God.
This is a new quiz show.
It's a new quiz show, and it's hosted by Chris Tarrant, whose expression was like, woo, tried to scare the contestants all the way through. And also Amanda Holden, whose expression, well, I don't know, really. But what a show. It was kind of like a weird cross between I'm a Celebrity and Crystal Maze. Had all the best elements of that. But loads of people watched it. And obviously, because it's ITV1, you've got a scary kind of over-the-top American voiceover at the beginning.
This is The Door.
Oh, God.
Six celebrities. A second night of terror. A race to escape. Tonight, one will win.
There we are. So you've got Dean Gaffney, who's on quite a lot of these shows. Michael Underwood, who is our favourite on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Keith Duffy, off of Boyzone. Louisa, off of EastEnders, who I think she was Ruby in EastEnders, and then she was in The Bill.
Louisa Lytton.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Fizz off of Corrie. What's her real name? I feel really bad. See, no, that's bad because I knew Louisa Lytton's real name. I just know her as Fizz from Corrie. That's really bad.
I could look it up for you, but I think it's funnier to make you.
Anyway, sorry, Fizz. I mean, whatever your name is, I'm really sorry that I don't know your actual name, but I just know you as Fizz.
You're waiting for someone to tell you, aren't you?
Yeah.
We're not going
just
to.
Just keep checking the text messages. And also Frankie off the Saturdays, I like her.
What's her real name?
Frankie Sanford.
Good knowledge.
Thank you. Anyway, so Tarrant's trying to drama it up.
It's time to face what lies behind the door.
Now, when you the door, when you do one of these shows, don't you have to fill in a form about what you will and won't do? Like, you know, I won't jump out of an aeroplane.
You know, it asks you, it's on these sort of, when celebrities do them, you've had them before, haven't you, where it says, like, what are your phobias?
Yeah.
And I've said to you, now, don't fill that bit in or put something in that you don't mind doing.
Sorry, I've just run over the sun with my chair. Get that out of the way. Yeah, go on.
Because you were going to put in, oh, I'm really frightened of horses.
Yeah.
And I was like, don't put it, because whatever you put in that phobia section is what they're going to make you do.
But surely they can't make you do that if you've put things I won't do. It was the same when I did the Sport Relief Miles from Hell.
Mm.
I had to fill in a form saying I don't like stairs, rolling,
yeah,
etc.
Look what happened there.
Yeah, true. Anyway, here's Michael Underwood's classic quote about scorpions. Have you ever run into a scorpion in your life?
No.
Ever?
No.
Anybody here? Never done it myself. Underwood obviously has.
I'm not scared of that many things, but the one thing that I really don't like are scorpions.
Do you know what I'm actually scared of? I really don't like. I'm not scared of many things. Do you know what I'm scared of?
No.
The Venezuelan honey ferret. I'm actually scared of. You ever run into one of those?
No.
No.
I wish I had.
Never.
Because he sounds...
Well, that's what I'm scared of. I'm not scared of many things, but I'm scared of that.
I'm not scared of that many things, but the one thing that I really don't like are scorpions.
No, I know what you're saying, Mikey. Please be aware that I'm going to play a clip of Dean Gaffney dry heaving now, if you are eating your breakfast this morning. That's all that Dean Gaffney does on these shows now. He did it on I'm a Celebrity. Ooh! And he did it again on The Door.
Uh-oh, Dean's off again.
See, Becky can't listen to that because you've got the phobia of being sick.
Yeah.
Let me play you a little bit of him on I'm a Celebrity. Compare.
What do you mean? What do you mean check inside the leaves? How can you check inside?
Yeah. And then Dean has to put his hand in the jar with a snake in. He's like, I don't want to touch a snake. And then...
Every time you put your hand in, it would hiss at you. I mean, snakes are snakes at the end of the day. I know they, you know, some kill.
Some kill. They do.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Uh-huh.
Snakes are snakes, really, at the end
and
of the
some
day.
Some kill. Amanda Holden's been on.
Look at the size of that.
She was actually talking about the... She was talking to Chris Tarrant there.
Oh.
But about the snake.
Look at the size of that.
And here's Ruby off EastEnders. She's on the wrong show.
Oh, please, can I get out of this? No, please, can I get out of this? Please, please, no. please get me out of this. Please get me out of this. Please get me out of this.
No, it's I'm a Celebrity, get me out of here.
Wrong show, but wrong catchphrase.
Wrong show, wrong catchphrase, love.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
J-Mo and Andy George coming up with Oh! At 8.15. Scouting for Girls will be here at 8.30 this morning. If you're wondering what the hell I'm doing, this is... going to be your new favourite thing when you get to work. This is the Trollolol Man. Most people checked out online already. They love it. Just go on YouTube and type in T-R-O and then have lots of lols until you find him. It's actually done in 1976, Becky, because you can see the date someone just pointed out on the left-hand corner of the screen. It's a casual man. Casual man in beige. Cheers me up, do you know what I mean? After a big long weekend, everyone's had 4 days off. Only 30 seconds left, everyone.
Slightly mad.
I know. Look him up when you get to work, please.
The thing is, you keep thinking he's going to stop, but then he's just so excitable, he carries on.
Mezzan.
BBC. Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, who's that, please?
It's Sarah.
Sarah, where are you, please?
Cornwall.
Where in Cornwall? Be more specific.
Praise, near Camborne.
How can I help?
That lo-lo-lo man freaks me out.
Why?
He just says lo-lo-lo all the time, and he just like, points, and it's really creepy. And I saw him on YouTube once, but I didn't know what the hell he was, and it just scared me for the rest of the day.
He's just a man in beige off of Russia going lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo. What's to be scared about?
Well, he's like happy, but happy in the wrong sense.
I think I know what you mean. There's something quite smug about him, isn't there?
Yeah, and someone made a remix about him, and he just went lo 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 for about half an hour.
Yeah.
Over and over, and it creeped the hell out of me.
Can you say half an hour again, because I enjoyed that?
Half an hour?
Half an hour, yeah. Things like that. I like that. I like the West Country. Did you see the Come Dine With Me that was in did you see this one in Cornwall?
No.
Over the weekend, I think it was.
No,
amazing
I
accent.
Didn't see it.
Okay, I won't play the Trollolol Man for at least half an hour.
Thank you.
All right, love you. Bye.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
podcast.
And now the stars of yesterday's Chris Moore Show, J-Mo and Andy George.
Hiya. Good day.
Hello.
You all right?
Yeah, good, thanks. Not bad.
Sorry to get you in again this early.
Everyone was picking on us. I'm quite up for it now. Quite a lot this hour.
I'm not.
I can't.
I'm not
going
to lie. No, I'm not.
You're not feeling it?
Well, given that we're less proper DJs and stuff, this is usually the time that we go to bed, not time we go up.
I know, because I've been reading your Twitter and you're like, this is weird. It's completely turned my whole day around.
This has ruined everything.
This has ruined my life. But it must have been fun yesterday, right?
It's great.
It was a lot of fun. It was different, but we got used to it. The first half an hour was a bit like, oh, God, we're doing the breakfast show, and then it was cool. But we got to pick 70% of the music, which was wicked, and we picked some classics and some new stuff.
Right.
And some really weird stuff, just to see if we could test...
It's quite fun to do that at that time in the morning, though. Did you have some truckers texting and going, what's this? Where's Moyles?
there were a lot of where's Moyles, yeah. But I think the majority of people was loving it, because it was a bit different, and they were up for hearing some... classics.
It was a combination of people who were just sort of getting up and going to Alton Towers and people who were still up from the night before. Pretty good show.
So if people want to listen again today, give us some reasons why they should, because it's an amazing show yesterday.
Reasons why.
Tell us some of the stuff you played.
Yeah, so jam-packed full of like classic music. So mate, like we played like Olive, You're Not Alone, Stardust, yes. Music Sounds Better With You. We played loads of new records that we play on our own show, like new bands like Two Door Cinema Club.
Just a good combination of like music from like our entire sort of lives, really, from when we were like 10 years old right up until like stuff that we listen to now. So
J-Mo's banter, ridiculous banter. It was just early, so it was first half an hour was spent like
prodding me, waking me up. J-Mo, wake up.
Just not any good at this time. I've done this.
You sounded all right. I've been listening since about 6:30.
No, like, I've done this show for like 8 or 9 years, but only when someone else is away, not all the time. And I still can't get my head around it. It's the first half hour. It's just like
painful.
Now you've brought a track in that we want to play. Tell us about this.
So this is by a Scottish producer that we played on our very first show at Radio 1, which is like, how long ago is that?
About a year and a half.
Yeah, he was pretty unheard of then, but we've kind of kept playing his stuff, and he's got bigger, and now he's sort of starting to cross over into the mainstream as well.
Quite proud.
Yeah.
He's like our illegitimate child.
Oh, really?
Very illegitimate.
You brought him up from nowhere.
Yeah, he was nothing.
You dragged him from the gutter.
It's a bit like you in Scouting for Girls, Scott. You said you made them.
I didn't make them.
You said they wouldn't be where they were today without you.
No, I just...
You said it earlier on the show.
No, I just said that
it's true, it is true. Scouting for Girls.
That's fine, take the credit, we are.
Right, someone just texted in saying, is this Colin and Justin on the radio? You don't sound anything like interior designers Colin and Justin.
I was going to say, who's Colin and Justin?
Casting dispersion.
That's awful.
I think we'd be quite good at interior designing, though.
I'm good at interior design, yeah.
We should do that.
Yeah. If you're listening, BBC Three, do they do interior design? No, they don't.
Do they?
I don't know.
Not anymore.
Anyway, no, not anymore. So, when Josh, like, if people never heard your show before, when can they catch you on Radio 1?
So, Thursday nights, 9 p.m. We're part of a collective called Indie DJs We Trust. There's loads of us. Alex Metric, Toddler T, and Heidi. And yeah, we all just play, kind of do our own thing. We're the first Friday of the month, but we do other stuff. We stand in for Annie when she's away and bits right. and bobs. So, yeah. Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
And now let's play the game.
Oh, what's occurring?
Loads of texts going, yes, they're from Lincoln.
Hey!
The mighty Lincoln boys, done good.
Oh,
they're on in the morning.
Oh, Lord.
Who's that?
My dad, right. Probably.
Tell him to shut up.
No, shut up. It's time for What's Carrying. There's a slight problem. Sally May, who was on in the afternoon, he's one of our listeners who was playing last week. I just think, Sally May, I'm not being funny, it's going to get confusing this week if you're on. So why not come back on Monday next week?
See you later, Sally.
Bye, Sally May. Sorry. Because if we have J-Mo, Andy George, and Becky and Sally, that's really very confusing.
You get confused if you've got to do two things with your fingers.
I can't actually do the scores at the best of times. So you two, because you're new to this, like, you can be together on this, all right? So
team. We're already getting compared to interior designers, so...
I don't know what that was about. That was just a random text. Right, so it's just a guessing game. You just guess what happened next. I'll give you lots of situations. Let's do it.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know Zane Lowe?
Uh-huh.
Yes. He was doing Miles' show on Friday morning, like you did yesterday. Normally he's on at 7 p.m. Amazing show. But I think he got a little bit confused at several times because he's not used to being on at 7 a.m. It's all about 7 p.m. So it's a simple question to all of you, and it is this. On the Zane Lowe show on Friday morning on Radio 1, how many times did Zane say good evening when he meant good morning?
Oh, brilliant. Right.
Collective guess from J-Mo and Andy George.
I'm not that man. I think maybe four, between four and five.
Yeah, that's first hour of business, isn't it, when you're still kind of
waking up.
Let's go for five.
Four.
Okay,
we'll
good.
55.
If you could just maybe...
455.
If you could decide between yourselves before
five,
saying it.
Four.
Sure?
Yeah, four.
I love how seriously they're taking it.
Look at that.
4.5.
10.
10?
You never know. Let's find out.
Oh!
Here's Zane saying good evening, but only in the morning.
So good evening and thank you for joining us for this Radio 1 breakfast show. And as I pointed out before, my name is Zane Lowe.
One.
Did I say evening? So still to come this evening, of course, we have really, really big news.
Two.
Evening declared, getting ready for work in Belfast.
Three.
We have very special guest, Mr. Matthew Smith, from the popular TV show called Doctor Who, joining us this evening.
Four.
Good evening, everybody. For those people that don't know, my name is Zane Lowe. Yes, we got Keith on the Scottish borders. Good evening, you're on board this morning. Mark Truckin in the UK, Will Feeding Cows is with us. Russ, the Leeds trucker, and Scott Truckin on the A17. Good evening.
Did I say evening?
Yeah. This one is my favourite.
Yes, we got Keith on the Scottish borders. Good evening, you're on board this morning.
Good evening, you're on board this morning.
I can see I was easily done.
There was eight in there, which means actually Becky was closest, I'm sorry.
Do we count the ones where after it goes evening again? He said, did I say evening?
Oh, I don't know.
Fine.
Just
put up with it.
Yeah, just put up with it. Seriously. Right, next one. Who's your favourite... can we just talk about Doctor Who, by the way? Did you see it?
No.
Do you care about Doctor Who?
I'll be honest, I've heard bad things about that, but no, I'm not really into Doctor Who. But
do you know what? I didn't care about Doctor Who, and then I was forced to watch it, and it is amazing. Yeah. He is so good.
He's a good Doctor, but I agree with you. I don't really.
I'm going to start going to conventions and everything.
No, you're not.
I watched the Christmas special. That's the only one that I've watched of recent years.
Yeah. He is quite good, though, Matt Smith.
I think you just have to accept the weirdness of it. I don't know, it's just bizarre, isn't it? It looks like something.
He's quite scary, though. Am I just really, like...
Is it the eyes?
No, I don't think... I think it's really scary if I was a kid.
Oh, yeah, it is quite scary.
He looks quite young.
Yeah, it's scarier than when they show old clips of Doctor Who from, like, the 70s, and there's just, like, just really bad monsters made out of bin liners and stuff. Anyway, back on to the next one. Who's your favourite superhero?
Of all time?
Yeah.
you'll be really good at this.
Yeah, I've got a lot. It's probably... I don't know, just maybe someone classic like Batman, really.
Batman. Okay. Now, we went on to a place called Stupid Street where we asked people questions and they're a bit stupid. We do this a lot in the afternoon. And we told them that there was a brand new superhero out called Buttergirl who can slide her way out of any situation, and she also sprays vegetable oil from her hands at her enemies. A lot of people did believe this because it's Stupid Street. So we asked Stupid Street who would be perfect to play the role of Buttergirl, this new superhero. I'll give you one guess for each team and a point if your answer is in there. So I'm thinking like Hollywood movie star girl, obviously. Becky.
Hilary Duff.
Who? Hilary Duff.
Look, or Cameron Diaz.
They're conferring. Which one are you saying? Cameron Diaz.
I love the way they're whispering.
An answer, please.
Oh, we are on air. There we go.
You're on.
What was the name of the girl that was that one? She's won like an Oscar.
Okay, that narrows it down.
Black. Matilda begins with an M.
Oh God, I don't know.
No, I've no idea. What are you talking about?
I don't know. Let's go for someone really obvious then, like Cameron Diaz.
But didn't you say Cameron Diaz?
Oh, did you?
I'll stick to Hilary Duff then.
You can say Hilary Duff. When was the last time she was in a film?
She was in Gossip Girl recently.
Okay, good. So you going for Cameron Diaz?
Yeah. Looks like
Let's find out. So there's this new superhero, right, called Buttergirl, and she doesn't really exist. We told this on Stupid Street, but who is the most popular person to play the role?
There's a new superhero film coming out soon. It's called Buttergirl, and they're looking for a main actress to play the role of Buttergirl. Okay. She sprays people with vegetable oil, and she can slide her way out of any situation. Who would be perfect for this role?
Shakira.
I just thought of Jessica Alba, but I don't know why. Or Megan Fox for some reason, I don't know.
Jessica Alba or Megan Fox?
Why are they saying Jessica Alba?
I'd say Nicole Kidman. Maybe a bit too old for the role, but
is it a special gun that sprays vegetable oil or just like a can of vegetable oil?
It's a special gun.
Special gun, wow.
Are we looking for a younger actress here?
No, I think I can see Uma Thurman doing that.
Oh, nice.
Sounds like, God, I can't answer that. I really don't know.
Who would look good with vegetable oil down them?
Jessica Alba?
I can't even think of
Pamela Anderson.
Yeah,
Pamela Anderson. Why Pamela?
What's her name?
I don't know, really. Just one name that comes to my mind.
Me! Because I've always wanted to play that part.
Delia Smith.
There you go.
The girl from Thingy, you know the girl that had like this stepmom.
I think Angelina Jolie would be quite good for that.
Right. For some reason, Buttergirl seems to be most popular answer, Jessica Alba.
Don't understand that.
I don't.
And Delia Smith.
And Delia Smith.
I'd quite like to see her in a superhero costume.
No point, sorry.
Oh! What's occurring?
Batman is not a superhero. He has no powers. Just some people.
It's getting nitty gritty.
I'm not getting into this.
The Batmobile.
Exactly.
And, like, has a secret house.
He
by
jumps
the
from buildings to buildings.
Has that person put who their favourite superhero is on there? We can have a full on argument.
No.
Sweet.
Anyway, next one. I've got a scooter, a new one. It's green. It's not green. Green. It's blue actually, but it's electric. It's quite camp.
Cool.
The horn on it is particularly camp. So yesterday, I went out onto the street next to my house and played some tunes, current chart tunes, on my camp horn.
Why did you do that?
Just because for this feature.
Oh, I thought you made it sound like you do that every weekend.
No.
Just go and sit outside your house playing tunes on your scooter.
No, but what I did is I had to keep, like, I'd do one tune in one place and then the neighbours would come out and go, "Oi!" So then I'd have to move the scooter to the next place to do the next
song. Can you change the pitch of the horn then? Or is
that's the problem,
right,
unfortunately.
It's just you beating the horn manically.
It's just the horn. So, remember, they're all current chart hits. I'll give you a point for each one if you get it right. So, are you ready for the first one? Here's me on my camp scooter horn. But what chart hit is this, everybody? It, like, the range isn't that good, is it?
I know it.
Good. And again.
Yeah, no, is it Telephone, Lady Gaga?
I was thinking Gaga, actually.
What's your answer?
Well, you just picked that, so we can't go with that, can we? I know what it is, but I don't. This is not great.
I need an answer.
Gaga.
No. Fly like you're doing like it's Nina.
Yeah.
It's annoying.
Same.
Timing's perfect.
Really good. Then we had to move on to the next street because they weren't happy.
You should do this in your DJ set. It's like a live Scott Mills performance. Yes.
Bring the scooter.
Here's the next one. What's this? Uh, Yeah.
That's ridiculous. That's just you getting angry.
Is it Alicia Keys, New York? New York.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of one that you...
What's your guess?
Oh, do we have to keep guessing? Yeah. Can we let Becky play on her own?
I think, do you know what? I think they've got bored of it.
Yeah,
just
I
too
do.
Too polite to say.
Okay. It's obviously... Clearly, it's Empire State of Mind.
Oh, you're not going to give me a point because I said Alicia Keys and it's Empire State of Mind, are you? Can I still
okay,
have...
yeah, you can have a point. You've won anyway, basically. What's this one? Anybody? I really had to move on.
I think this is the hardest Oh, What's Occurring I've ever heard.
Yeah, it is. Oh, it was obviously Cheryl Cole.
Crowds coming to like actually thinking
it's Maybe it's the time is all out. Anyway, thank you, J-Mo and Andy George, for playing today's Oh, What's Occurring.
Thank you for inviting
Sorry
us.
You didn't win. Tell us when your show's on again so we can listen.
Thursday night, it's 9 p.m.
Okay, and listen again to yesterday's show, which was amazing at this time yesterday. bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Now you have to vacate those microphones because Tulip and David are going to come up and do some sport.
Sweet. Thanks a lot. See you
Thank
later.
You. Bye. Bye-bye. Jamie and Andrew George, everybody. And now, look, Scouting for Girls are in the actual live lounge. Hello. They're waving.
Podcast.
Hello. Hi. You're right.
Yes. Yes, thank you.
You're actual Easter number one.
I know.
How good is that?
It's amazing.
No, it's incredible. We didn't dream of Pete's been thinking about this day for a long time.
Probably last Easter.
Yeah.
Now, I've been watching quite a lot of your YouTube channel.
Yeah.
And I know you've got a TV show called SFGTV.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is it true, Pete, that if this wasn't going to be number one, then you would in fact be homeless by now?
Yeah.
Is that right?
It's very true.
Did you remortgage your house on the back of this song?
I did. So I'm even more chuffed than everybody else. I'm relieved.
Congratulations, you still got a house.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. Now, do you remember ages ago... I can't see you, Roy. Hi.
Hello.
Ages ago, they put cameras in my house and you could watch everything that happened online. It was a thing called Scott Cam.
Yeah.
Was that 2 years ago?
It's about 2 years ago, yeah.
God. Yeah. And you came round and we had a bit of a sing-song in my flat.
We did.
Good times.
Good times.
Good times.
Never invited us back.
Yeah.
Well, I've moved
just for the cameras, eh?
I've moved from there since, Roy, because in fact I was a victim of a burglary.
Oh,
but we don't
sorry.
Talk about that. Now,
we never got the change of address. Again.
If you... Do you remember that my flatmate made us all some chilli that night?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Which she did enjoy very much.
Yeah.
And we even did a special vegetarian one for you, Roy. Well, I told my flatmate that you were coming in today, and he offered, bless him, he spent most of last evening making you a chilli especially, which I've actually brought in with me this morning.
Awesome.
In separate containers.
I'm not sure... No offence to your flatmate, Scott, but I'm not sure how nice it looks cold.
The thing is, we don't have...
You only get that layer of water on the top. You need to reheat.
We don't have any, like, reheat facilities here at Radio 1, but there's Roy's vegetarian one.
Lovely.
There we are.
It's beautiful.
Thank you. And Greg and Pete, you can have the meat.
This does actually...
Meaty.
Smell quite nice.
Yeah.
It does.
Now, he will be very offended if you don't actually try just a little bit of it.
Okay.
We haven't got them any spoons.
I'm doing this. Oh, yeah. This with fingers.
Yeah. No, don't do it. Oh, no.
Oh, I've never eaten meat.
Kidney bean. Hey, we've got some spoons. We've got some spoons. Ian's coming
it's
with the spoons.
It's actually really good cold.
Is it?
Yeah.
Respect to Greg for eating mince with his fingers. That's something I never thought could
See?
Be done.
Don't get that with most number one artists.
No.
It's impressive. All
right. Well, it's good.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's got a bit of a bite to
remember
it.
Mm.
We've got the veggie one.
I went down Morrison especially for that.
I'm worried we maybe should have given it at the end of the interview in case something bad happens.
That's true. Anyway.
It's quite hot.
It is.
Yeah, it's got a little bit of a kick to it.
Mm.
Yeah. Anyway. You know, here's an intrusive question, but I think we've known each other long enough. Mm. You know when you're in a band, for instance, your band, and, like, when you get money... Does the cash go three ways, or does Roy get more? How does that work? I've always wanted to know. I've known them for ages.
Let's ask this about the show. Does the money get split between me and you, or do you get more?
I get more.
Diva.
Yeah. No, we split pretty much everything three ways.
Oh,
then
pretty
usually
much.
Goes to my mum on house and board.
Oh, okay.
That kind of thing.
I just always wanted to know that was all. Yeah. Not in particular about your band, just generally. I just wanted to know how it goes. And how
I think that should be
out.
A stock question. For
it's quite a good first one, isn't it, Greg? Do you think?
Yeah.
How are you finding the chilli, by the way?
It's a little bit spicy.
It's a bit hot.
Water's on its way.
Yeah. I'm starting to feel it now.
Now, obviously everyone is interested in getting, you know, the Christmas number one. No one's really campaigned for the Easter one before, though, have they?
I'm hoping we've started something here.
Yeah, I think, you know, the Christmas market, I think it's oversaturated. Yeah. It's all about X Factor.
Yeah.
You know? Band like Easter us, no one. Chance. Easter number one. Well, Pete actually came up with the idea years ago.
I'm like, Simon Cowell, me. I've got hundreds of them.
You're the Simon Cowell of Easter. So is this something you're going to repeat year after year now?
Yeah, I'll think of the musical next.
Yeah, do it.
What, Easter number one, the musical?
Are these Easter eggs for us, by the way?
They are.
We bought you some Easter eggs.
Oh, thank you so much.
We thought as we were coming on.
That's very nice. And all I got you was some cold chilli.
What about the one you were going to pretend you'd bought? The bashed up one at the back?
We can't give that to them. They're number one.
You said you wanted to.
Yeah. Guys, we can hear you.
There's no soundproof booth.
We are in the same room.
Do you know what?
I know you guys have got headphones on.
That doesn't block sound.
I was quite jealous because someone told me yesterday they'd received a Percy Pig Easter egg. How amazing is that?
Oh, wow.
I think my dad's got one of them.
Has he?
Yeah.
Not taking away from the Dairy Milk and the flakes that you brought in. I really appreciate that. Thank you.
That's great, isn't it? You come in with a couple of lovely Easter eggs.
I don't mind. I'll have his.
Now, I've been watching your YouTube channel quite a lot over the weekend.
Thank you. Amazing.
I think I've seen all six episodes now.
Yeah. TV Gold.
SFG TV.
You've got to be careful because sometimes you get through to San Francisco Gate television.
Do you?
Yeah.
Right. The local...
The original and best.
Now, Roy, to me, it's clear that you've always wanted to be a kids' TV presenter.
It is, yes.
It's just the way you wave.
Yeah, I think we've got... water. Brilliant.
I'm sorry, it's got a bit of a kick to it, hasn't it? I'm really sorry.
Steam coming up my ears. No, I think it's a cross between... SFG TV is a cross between Blue Peter and Wayne's World.
Yes.
It's Wayne's Peter.
But you are a natural at it. I think you all are. If you watch, you'll pull like wacky faces at the beginning, and then you run into a shed. Which isn't a shed, as I've just been corrected.
It's a recording studio. It's not a shed at all. It's just a wooden building in my back garden, which looks like a shed.
Oh, so that's your house?
It is, yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And it's packed with features as well, because you do, like, the news.
Yeah. And Pete's Poetry Corner.
I've got a bit of Pete's Poetry Corner right now.
He really?
There it is.
Trouble, where's that ugly bloke who plays the drum? Don't know, in a corner somewhere.
Oh, not in a pop poetry corner.
I think there's some pastry in there too.
Well, Pete's Pop Poetry Pastry Corner.
Yummy.
Here it is.
Hello, and welcome to my Pop Pastry Poetry Corner. And I'm a little bit lost without you. And I'm a bloody big mess inside. And I'm a little bit lost without you. This ain't a love song. This is good. Pie! Thank you.
And there's some pies.
Yes, yeah.
I like it.
Really comedy gold. Make it like that anymore, do they?
When's episode 7?
Well, who knows?
A lot of people watch it, though.
Yeah, I know, but I think that had almost like 600 views.
We got 3 emails off the back of that.
Well, we'll get some... There'll be so many more viewers now.
Yeah. That's almost different. Because that was our campaign for the Easter number one, the SFG TV. Because we honestly never thought that we were going to get number one at all. Yeah. Apart from Pete. That a lot of money.
He always knew it.
And so we felt a bit silly afterwards, apart from Pete, again. Pete doesn't feel silly about anything.
Smug.
So how did you celebrate the exciting news?
We haven't really celebrated properly. We went down the pond.
I have for the last 2 nights. Yeah.
Greg has, someone else.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
Do you? Yeah. You're hiding it well. Have some more chilli.
It's my breakfast.
Oh dear, I'm so sorry. It is a little bit hot.
Yeah. It's beautiful though. Yeah. I think it's a real nice touch.
It's good that we've exchanged gifts. Yeah. I like it a lot. Now, I read yesterday that that N-Dubs are big fans of yours. Is that right?
Well, yeah. We first met them at the Big Weekend.
Oh yeah.
Last year. Gotcha. And Dappy came up to me and said, respect.
And what did you do, Roy?
Well, he gave me his fist. You know, like you do if you're into, and I took his fist and shook it.
See, that's what I would have done.
I wasn't quite sure what to do with the fist. So, but no, and we've seen them play a couple of times since then. And,
yeah, they're great.
No, I think they're awesome. N-Dubs.
Do what?
Do you know what N-Dubs? They write it all themselves and they produce it all themselves, and there are very few bands who do that. So. Yeah. Respect.
Respect.
You're so hip, man.
I have the same problem, though. Do you not? I have this when Westwood comes in, don't I? I do. He puts his hand out, and I'm like, OK, what do I do with that? I don't know what to do now. It's the same with when Dizzy came in. Do you remember that? That was embarrassing, wasn't it?
You started talking like him.
I did. I was like, when are you dropping that ting with Armin van Helden? Awful.
Me and the one that doesn't speak, we just sat there going, what's happened to him?
I just wanted to, feel like I was as cool as him. It didn't work. And I think once again the hand was put out and I was like, Dizzy, I don't know what to do with that. I'm so sorry. I wish I was as cool as you. Hey, when are N-Dubs coming in?
Friday.
Yeah. So, do you want me to ask them if they'll do a song with you now, or would it be easier if you just text Dapper yourself?
Yeah, we'll send him a text on the show, and he can read it on the screens.
Okay, good. Did he say na-na-na at any point in the conversation?
No.
He did say it was a bit chilly outside.
Is there anyone else, apart from, I know N-Dubs are fans of yours, is there anyone else that's come up to you and said, yeah, I like what you do, like famous-wise?
Pretty much N-Dubs.
Come on, there must be more than that.
No, I'm trying to think. Oh. Spot here. No.
Craig Charles.
Yeah, brilliant. Big fan.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Scampi-Gas, friends of the stars.
N-Dubs and Craig Charles.
It's like the Holy Trinity.
Yeah.
What more could you want? Now there's a collaboration.
Yeah. Is there anyone else that you would really like to do a song with? Who do you think that you would work well with? Are you just happy doing your own thing?
We have hard enough time getting together in a room together. Do I don't know, there's so much good music on there.
What are you liking at the moment?
I love Mumford & Sons. Like when we were in the live lounge, we cranked up The Cave, and it's just such an awesome album, isn't it? It's such a beautiful, you know, they're so insanely talented, the songs are amazing. I like them.
Greg can't talk. I'm sorry about the chili. I'm so sorry.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Tina's been on, saying, well done on your number one song, lads. Now, where's my album?
It's
not your album,
week
Tina.
Week today.
And what's it called?
It's Everybody Wants to Be on TV.
But it's not like a slag off of X Factor. It's not like that Jack song, is it?
No, it's like a celebration, almost, of it. You know, I think I love X Factor. And that's kind of like, we say Everybody Wants to Be on TV, and we've got our own rubbish TV channel, Scout for Girls TV. Anyone can be on TV now, can't they?
Yeah.
I think it's great. Yeah, even us.
Brilliant. Have you had any celebrity guests on there?
Not yet, no.
Can we come on?
I know, we had Harry Potter on.
Have we?
Well, actual Harry Potter?
Yeah. SFG TV 6.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, actually, you had David Hasselhoff on as well. And I've got a clip of that here. Here he is.
Hi, I'm David Hasselhoff. And if I was on the beach in Everdale, I would definitely listen to this song. What's that, Kit? You buy it too. Good luck, boys. Easter number one.
It did look a lot like you.
It's not looking in the mirror, is it?
On this album, is it true? I've been reading that you scrapped quite a lot of it because you didn't think it was good enough or something?
Yeah, kind of. That was the story. It's pretty much the record label didn't think it was good enough more.
You thought it was great. Yeah.
You thought it was brilliant.
Yeah. It's number one now. Tell them what you think.
We don't care.
Get it out there, Roy. It's fine. Say what you think.
They sort of basically came back and said that we think you can do better, and it turned out that we could. So we had spent another couple of months reworking some songs, and then spent even longer in the studio. So we're really proud and pleased with this album. We spent loads of time on it. The first album was done in about 20 days. Was this was 2 years worth of songs, and then a year's worth of recording. So we're well chuffed.
Now your songs are obviously hugely successful. You're number one at the moment, but you haven't changed. Do you know what? In all the years of 2-3 years I've
Bless
known
you.
You haven't changed.
We're the same three idiots.
But see, I think you've got the best of both worlds, because you can get massive number one records and huge selling albums, but I bet you can still probably take your bins out.
Okay,
can you?
Yeah.
See, that's brilliant. You can be rich.
I did that last night.
You can be rich and famous, but you don't have. You're not in heat every week, so you've got a photographer outside your house hiding in a tree somewhere.
It was so funny because there were a few paps outside for but maybe Fern coming there. He goes, "Oh, we better be careful. You know, they'd be here for you guys. Maybe
walk straight past. No idea."
when we came in the other day, it was Bieber fever.
Yeah,
I think
it was the comment as we walking away with, "Look, no one runs after them." You have to do that thing where you pretend you don't hear.
So
face on you.
The worst bit is when you walk out of the building and they take a picture of you and you're like, yeah, I've been papped. And then you realise that they do that for everyone. They're just testing their lens.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, I've had the lens test a lot.
Brit Awards, when we did that 2009... Door opened for our outside of the car. We got out. Whoa! Did the red carpet. We came out, and our manager, who were the other side of the car, said, as soon as they opened their door, it went, whoa! Just as mad.
Yeah, Bieber fever was on the other day.
It was mad.
Scary.
It was weird, because we did an interview for Newsbeat up in one of the rooms, and we were looking out, and there are some crazy people there.
Yeah.
So we remember those days.
Do we?
No.
Not at all. But don't you, like, you wouldn't want to be like that though, would you? No. You wouldn't actually. I can't imagine you wanting to have all
maybe
that.
Just once.
I just want to be Cheryl Cole for the day.
Yeah. Well, we should hire him, those paparazzi. You know, you can hire your own paparazzi now.
Yes.
So you pretend to be famous.
Really?
So you get like journalists following you, asking you really bad questions, and then you get like people taking pictures of you, and they even print out pictures of your face and ask people to sign, you know, you can sign it.
So if you want to, we can hire these people in for next time.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Well, that could work. That's your birthday present, sort of.
Happy birthday, Pete.
Everything's on Chris Moore's as it is.
Yeah. You're going to tour again, aren't you?
We are, yeah. April, we're off on tour. Ireland, then all UK.
Yep.
I think it's I can't wait to get out there and play some shows and see all our amazing fans again. Thank you to everyone who's bought the single as well. Yeah. We've got, you know, most amazing fans, and thank you for all.
We
never expected this. We did some secret show, like some fan club only shows for the hardcore fan club before Christmas. And instead of getting a support band, we went round and gave out mince pies and had some photos. And these are the hardcore fans, okay? Yeah. Pete's going around with the mince pies. Mm. They think he works for the venue.
Oh, asked me where the toilet was. The second gig, they asked me what time the band were coming on.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Brilliant. But you wouldn't have it any other way.
No.
I'll hire you a pap. Next time.
See, follow you around Tesco's.
Yeah. See, for me, nothing's going to top that night when I saw you play, and then straight after your last song, it turned into Transvestite Night.
That was awesome.
Yeah. It's brilliant. Chappers was dancing.
He was there for a long time. He was there when we were left.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Such fun. Good times.
He's still there now.
He's still there. Listen, congratulations on an amazing number one success for Easter. Sky for Girls, anyway. Thanks, guys. Good to see you. Radio 1
Podcast. You went out to say goodbye to Scouting for Girls, and you've come back in stinking of fish.
It's for a game that's on Oh What's Occurring tomorrow.
That involves fish?
Yeah. Can't really say much more than that.
Scouting for Girls?
Yeah. All I can say is now my ear really is hurting.
Right.
And I absolutely stink of fish. Even worse, this morning, I haven't told you this yet, in the taxi on the way here, I had to bring the fish in with me.
I haven't seen this fish. Is it a big...
It's a huge fish. It's not... a big fish. Raw fish.
Why were you bringing in the fish? Oh,
to play the game with Scouting for Girls, which I thought was a brilliant idea at the time, but then they turned it on me, and now I don't think I'll be able to wear this T-shirt ever again. Ugh. Sorry.
Did they hit you on the face with the fish?
Yeah. We called it.
And you came up with this idea.
Yeah, well, I thought I could hit one of them round the. But
like, they were ever going to agree to that.
Then I realised that they were number one, and they don't do that anymore. See, back 3 years ago,
they would have let you hit
absolutely
them in the face with a fish.
They've changed.
<wouldn't>.
So yeah, that's on tomorrow's What's Occurring.
What on earth did you think of that?
Can I just? It's the Philip minute. Right. I have to answer questions.
You have some weird things going on in your head.
It's for tomorrow's What's Occurring.
The Philip minute.
It's all for the show, Becky. So yeah, that'll be on tomorrow at 8:15.
Can't wait.
And I answer questions while getting a wet fish around my face. I really smell.
Did please say you filmed it?
Yeah, we filmed it. Yeah.
Yes.
I'm really sorry to the cab driver this morning. He was just, you know, I got in and you don't notice it for about the first minute, and then he was like,
did he say, can you smell fish?
No.
Oh,
he just went, and I went, listen, I'm going to open the window fully here because I do actually have a fish with me. And he was like, oh, I wonder what the smell was. I wasn't going to say nothing.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcasts.
Oh, excellent. Now all the Scouting for Girls puns are coming in about what we could have called the fish game, Scouting for Gulls. Trouting for Girls. Brilliant. Thank you very much. My ear's really killing now. It's a weird thing about this time of day. Like, when you get up early, as like we did this morning, quite early, like 4:35, by now, like, Ian, who's working on the show this week, he is well into tasting and scouting for girls' leftover chilli. He just doesn't care.
Well, it's like lunchtime, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you remember that day when we had curry about this time? That was good. Poppadoms and...
Yeah. I can easily... I'm not...
Could you do a curry now?
I could have done a curry at 7 this morning. I'm one of those people that... Remember I used to do early mornings, like 4 a.m. start on Radio 1? At that point, your stomach just gets accustomed to whatever at whatever time of day. So, yeah, I could crack open a curry now, definitely. And chilli, absolutely no problem.
But not a wet fish around the face?
Just, no, because that wasn't eating it. It was just, actually, fish does make me dry gag at this time. Poor Roy's a vegetarian. He is the one that had to hit me around the face.
Did you not get him a veggie
sausage?
Can they
eat fish, vegetarians?
No, it's pescatarians eat fish. Did you not get him a veggie sausage?
They can have chicken, though, can't they?
Scott, no!
Is that not right?
No. Vegetarians don't eat meat or fish. Pescatarians
but chicken
eat,
they eat
fish. No, they don't, because chickens are meat.
I know that, really. It's just that every time... I just like to... It just
beef is fine.
People. Beef is fine, absolutely. Mm. Anyway, the fish game with Scouting for Girls will be on tomorrow. The PR4L's coming up with some more Dear Scott... Radio
1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Josh Waters off of Cornwall's been on. Had an actual curry at 7 this morning, but he went back to it. Don't go back to the curry from last night. If it's fresh, like my chilli... then that's fine. Oh, actually, no, we made that last night as well. Mm. No, it's just leftover Chinese and Indian is all wrong in the morning, I think. Kasabian, underdog, this is Radio 1. Hello, I'm Scott, not Chris Moyles. I know Louise in Essex, that's confusing for you, and bank holidays are confusing enough without waking up and hearing my voice in the morning instead of the afternoon. That's what's going to happen for this week and next week. And the rest of the day is Fern, I just saw upstairs, looking lovely as always, 10 o'clock. Then Hugh Stevens is on at 1 this afternoon. Have a listen to that. He's good as Hugh. And then 4 o'clock, it'll be Greg James moving to our slot for this week and next. Right, the Posh Radio 4 ladies got some more Dear Scott action for us. The stuff you've been saying on email and text this week.
Hello, Becky, Scott and others on show who are big fans of cheese.
Hi.
Check this out. Britain's first cheese-only restaurant has opened in Chelsea. It has a menu of 100 types, which are available in a variety of dishes, including cheese ice cream. Becky, didn't you say you were into tartiflette? Well, they even do that. I'm surprised you haven't had an invite to give the place celebrity status, given the huge cheese profile that the show has. Mike.
Thanks, Mike. If you listen to our afternoon show, you'll know that we are a little bit obsessed with cheese. It's just good, isn't it?
I've never heard of that
Tartiflette.
No, have you?
No. Sounds
posh,
though.
I think I might quite like it. If it is in Chelsea, I can't afford to go there, so I'm just going to stick to my...
That's a posh area of London.
Brands, yeah.
But it sounds pretty good, yeah. I'm not sure about the cheese ice cream. That's taking the cheese one step too far, I think. Also, I was...
Double dairy's never good.
No. I was in a DVD shop yesterday.
Do they still exist?
Yes, they do.
What, to rent?
Aren't DVDs really cheap now, by the way? It's brilliant.
It's because everyone...
When you eventually find a DVD shop, you can get, like, really good films for, like, £3 now. I got 2 for £10 yesterday. One of them that I was eyeing up was Someone to Eat Cheese With. Have you seen that advertised? There's a film called Someone to Eat Cheese With.
No, there isn't.
Yes, there is.
No, there isn't.
Look it up. 2 for £10.
Is this off of the 70s?
No, it's new.
Want Someone to Eat Cheese With.
That's it. I Want Someone to Eat Cheese With. It looks rubbish.
So only gets 6 out of 10.
Yeah, doesn't look the best.
It's a rom-com.
Yeah. Tick,
oh,
tick.
It's about a man who's got trouble with his job, trouble with women, and uses food to deal with it all.
Yeah, that's me.
One of the quotes is, "I like mozzarella." Good.
Yeah.
Did you get that one then?
No, I didn't actually.
Which ones did you go for?
Notebook, because someone told me it was sad.
Oh, yeah, that's going to make you cry.
Oh, no, not when I'm on earlies as well.
Yeah. Oh, you'll be extra emotional.
Oh,
don't you watch it. Don't watch it between 3 and 6 tonight, otherwise
I'll just
it'll
cry.
All be coming out.
Do you know what? I had a proper blubber. The Extreme Makeover Home Edition was on all weekend. Last night was like the best one ever.
Did it make you cry?
Yeah. Move that bus. When they move the bus, I'm gone. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Where I've got no idea.
How can you not like this show?
I've never seen it.
Extreme Makeover Home Edition.
Is it on satellite though? Because I don't have that.
Yeah. It's on one of those channels like Home or something. But it used to be on different channels. And it's a really good show in America where they take a family a bit down on their luck and they just give them the most amazing house you've ever seen.
What's the deal with the bus then?
Basically, the house, then their new house, is hidden behind a bus.
How small is the house?
No, the houses are massive. The bus is big.
Oh.
And then there's a big,
I was gonna say,
there's a big crowd of people who are like excited about them getting their new house. Mm. A lot of them have helped to build the house. And then Ty, who presents the show, goes, "Move that bus! Move that bus!" Then the bus gets moved. There's a flipping amazing new house. And the family cry, I cry, everyone cries. So good. Check that show out.
That sounds brilliant.
Really good. One more.
Hi, Scott, Becky, the one who doesn't speak, and PR4L. I have a proposition for you. See, I too share dreams of being an expatriate. So I was thinking we could do a switch. You could come live at my place in Brooklyn, New York, and I could live at yours in London.
We talked about this a while ago. You know, like those shows, Holiday in the Sun, Place in the Sun, where, what's the other one? Where they've moved abroad. Not Home and Away. That's a soap opera, Ian.
There's like one which is like Come Dine With Me, isn't it? But they do it abroad.
That's
now.
It. Whatever it's called.
Place
anyway,
in the Sun, Home and Away.
That. Place in the Sun, Home and Away.
that.
Where they move where they move abroad and they have a brilliant time. What's it called?
Wanted Down Under.
Wanted Down Under, David Garrido says. We're just chucking all names in now. Is it Neighbours? Coronation Street,
I
is that the one?
I want to be a Marbella Belle. I want to go and live on the Costa del Sol.
You want to be as orange as those people
I
on
do,
those shows.
Just get my
I think
done.
Really enjoy it, as we have the Weather Channel and all the shows like Glee and Jersey Shore air 6 months before they do in the UK.
Yes.
This means you could have already watched the first season of Jersey Shore.
Oh, I watched that again at the weekend. Those people are hideous on that show on MTV, but brilliant.
I think you would really enjoy it, as you seem to watch a lot of TV when you're on vacation.
I watch trash.
Looking forward to your answer. P.S. I'm also excited to hear what I'll sound like with a posh accent when the PR4L reads this. Smiley. Best, Danielle.
Anyone here fancy moving to New York for a bit, David?
Yeah, definitely.
Chill it.
That'd be lovely.
Quite nice. Becky?
Do we all have to live together or can we have separate apartments?
I don't know.
Just
what are you saying?
Don't get too close.
Wondering.
I do really smell a fish.
You do really smell a fish.
Yeah. Last one.
Scott, went through some of your pics online and you seem to have at least one finger curled when hugging a celeb.
I do that.
Is it a finger insecurity thing? Lol. Ian, off of Guildford.
I've only noticed this since you said it, Ian, but actually on most pictures with celebrities that we have in as guests, I do actually just put one finger up there like that.
Do you know what? It's not some kind of rock sign.
I think that came out wrong. What I meant was that I have... Do it like that. So it's like a finger missing.
I think it's because you're trying to cover up your bitten nails.
It could be that, yeah.
Podcast.
This is Radio 1. You join us at quite a difficult time in the studio at the moment.
I didn't mean for you to find out like this.
Right, well, maybe you could have told me at 10 when we finished the show, because it's...
As I said, I didn't mean...
I'm on a proper downer now.
I didn't mean for
you. That was American Boy by Estelle, and before it was Vampire Weekend and Giving Up the Gun.
I didn't...
Go on then, say it.
Well, mm-hmm. I've... Pardon?
Sorry, what was that?
I can't even say it.
No.
You're taking this really badly.
Yes, I am.
I've had to unfollow you on Twitter. Because...
Why?
You
wouldn't tell me on air, off-air, so tell me on air. Go on.
It was a bit like following your boss. I just didn't want it to...
I'm not the boss of you.
I didn't want to be reminded of work all the time, and all you do is talk about films you've been to see, and it just got a bit...
Boring?
Yeah. Right. You've taken it really badly. I thought you'd be fine. No. You've got loads of other followers. You've got almost 100,000 followers. What do you need me for?
At Scott _Mills, if you fancy it, by the way.
Wouldn't bother.
Is it really... someone else... The only reason I've got a problem with this is because, actually, someone else yesterday said I was boring.
Who said that?
Not in real life, just on here.
On Twitter?
On this thing I've got here on my phone.
Do you know
on Twitter, yes. I'm not on Facebook, because... Well, no, there's some people pretending to be on Facebook, but it's not me. But there's a Scott Mills show page. But I just find Twitter easy. And I'm just disappointed, really. That's all.
I just found it a bit hard.
Disappointed.
When I woke up and turned my phone on, there's a picture of you in your check shirt smiling at me. It was like being at work.
Is it too much Scott in your life? Is that what it is, Becky?
I didn't think that could ever happen, but it did at the weekend. I actually went a bit like, I'm going to have to unfollow him.
It's just the ultimate diss, really.
Are you going to retaliate now? Do you follow me, even?
Yeah.
I
get all your updates, and I enjoy them.
Are you going to do the ultimate revenge now by
deselecting me? Yeah. Right, can I...
Good luck in finding that out of 100,000 in your phone really quickly.
Let me know, anybody else, if you... You know, if you stop on Facebook or Twitter, like...
You see, I wasn't going to tell you, but it was only when someone else in the studio and you overheard me saying... Sorry about that. Is it the done thing? Do you have to send an email or do you have to tell someone when you've unfollowed them?
Oh, yeah, they're all coming in now. Jasmine, I agree. I'm following Scott. He's really boring. It's just my life. See, I might quit this now. Do you know who our guests are tomorrow? It's Marina, off of Marina in the Diamonds. She's just quit Twitter. I might do the same, yeah? If I'm just going to get this amount of beef every time. Yeah, boring as hell, says Alison. I follow Scott on Twitter. The backlash has begun, Becky, and you've started it. I need the Trollolol song to cheer me up. See, he just instantly makes me feel better. And do you know what? Do you think he's still alive?
Yeah, I think he is.
Okay, let's find out. Let's try and find him. This is a man in Russia off the 70s. Look up, when you get to work, oh, you're probably at work by now, look up TRO on YouTube and then put loads of lols in.
He's on our blog as well, if you can't be bothered to type lol.
He's on our blog. It's the Trollolol man. Check out his beigeness. Just always cheers me up every time. And do you know what? If Twitter was around in 1976... Trollolol man would be following me now. He wouldn't have pressed unfollow. I feel better now. Phew!
He's laughing at your tweets.
I agree with Becky, you are really boring on Twitter. How can I make it more interesting? If I promise to be more interesting today...
Do you now want me to write your tweets for you?
No, I just wanted to know how I can make it more interesting so that you come back to me.
Oh, try and tempt me back today. Go on, I'll follow you and give you till...
Try and tempt me back.
Go on.
Get lost.
If you don't follow Scott at the moment, follow him today.
Okay, bye. Okay, conversation over.
Radio 1 Podcast.
That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.